Washington. Bye bye.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor, all right, the doctor is in. I really need to take a day off. How y'all doing out there? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No, my in-laws haven't come in yet. They're coming in tonight. God willing, with the weather, they're coming in tonight. So far, so good. No. I may be grumpy on Monday, but no. So far, so good. It's good. Well, they're coming in. They're coming in because, you know, my son's getting bar mitzvahed next week. Yeah, my baby boy is becoming a man. I'm so proud of him. I know it's hard, this whole bar mitzvah thing. Yeah, a lot of Hebrew, a lot of yelling and arguing, you know, fighting. Are you ready? Did you study? Are you ready? And then, of course, if that isn't stressful enough, the family comes in. But it's all supposed to be a joyous occasion. I got to tell you, I mean, having had so many funerals in my family over this last decade, and an event like this where it's a bar mitzvah, thank God. So if we're going to see the family, hopefully it's for something happy. I'm going to behave. I, you know what? I'm not that bad a daughter-in-law. I'm really not. It's just, you know, I kind of do my own thing. And I think that's what really gets on in-laws' nerves. You know, I kind of have things my way. I do my own thing. And I like to kind of do my own thing and not really get involved. I know people think I'm the type of person that wants to be in everybody's face and all. I'm kind of an isolationist, an introvert when it comes to family things, honestly. You know, like even in my family, you know, after my dad died, you know, my family kind of looked at me like I was going to be the head of the family, even though I'm not the oldest. It just kind of was that because I was the one with the biggest mouth. I was the one that was the loudest, but I didn't want to be in that position. When my grandmother was dying, they came to me to decide when to pull the plug. I don't want to pull the plug on my grandmother. Why me? Well, you're the doctor and, you know, you're you. You'll probably make the biggest noise if we make the wrong decision. And so, you know, even though that kind of shocks people, I kind of like to just take the back seat. So whenever family comes into town, whether it's my family or the in-laws, I really like to hide and just kind of, you know, read my magazine on the toilet type of thing. And so I got a lot of good reading prepared for the next 10 days. In-laws are going to be here for 10 days. Equates to a third of a month. What, 3% of a year? Yeah. Okay, but who's counting? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to talk about tips to fall asleep and stay asleep. Apparently, we got a lot of insomniacs out there. And I thought my show that plays in many cities at night would be enough to put you guys to sleep. But apparently, some of you say that the show doesn't put you to sleep. So I guess we got to find other ways to help you sleep. I mean, I do try, don't I? We're going to talk about how some vitamins out there can now increase your risk of cataracts. So in addition to heart disease, in addition to kidney stones, now we got to worry about cataracts. So, okay, that's a fun one. And then we want to talk about this case that we've been kind of dealing with all week where an African-American nurse was asked, as well as other African-American nurses, to not take care of a baby because there was a racist father with, I think, a swastika on his arm who demanded that the hospital not allow an African-American nurse to take care of his baby. Well, the hospital then, you know, didn't subject the black nurses to, you know, his racial aggression, and they told the black nurses, okay, then don't, you know, take care of his baby, okay? We're not going to put you in that situation type of thing. They left a note, and one of the nurses decided to sue the hospital. Not sure what the hospital was supposed to do. Was he supposed to force the nurse? Was the hospital supposed to force the nurse to work with somebody who obviously was racially aggressive. I don't know. But I guess the hospital in the last few hours settled the case, and now a second nurse is suing. And that was kind of a hot topic this week because a lot of us are employers, a lot of us are managers, and I think many of us, our inclination would be, if you have a client who is racially aggressive or assertive, then you want to protect your staff. And you would think as a supervisor or a manager or a hospital administrator, if somebody says, I don't want somebody because of their racial issues, you want to protect that nurse. But I guess hospital did wrong and they were supposed to say, sorry, you're going to have the black nurse whether you like it or not. Problem is I don't see how they could have avoided a lawsuit because the nurse could say, why did you subject me to this? Because now he's, you know, being aggressive. So that was kind of a weird case. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And we talked about that because, I can't say how many times when I was in training, patients didn't want a woman. They go, I don't want her. Her boobs are too big. Like, Dahlia, sorry, you got to go. And I'm like, oh, gosh. And, you know, they get a male medical student, or they get a male doctor in the room. Or patients would say, no, I don't want her. She doesn't speak Spanish. And then I'd say, no, I do speak Spanish. I proved to them I speak Spanish. They go, okay, well, you could be my doctor. I didn't realize that that could be grounds for suing a hospital. Not that I would have sued the hospital. Patient doesn't want me. I would be more worried if the patient said, I don't want her. Okay, she's, I've told you, I've told you about the case. The patient said, I don't want her. She's Arabic. I'm not Arabic. Your name is Dahlia. I go, there's lots of things out there, Dahlia. I'm not Arabic. So, I mean, you have a lot of bigots out there. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys have looked outside recently, but there's a lot of bigots. And there's still a lot of racial tension. And what makes this case so significant with this hospital in Flint, Michigan, is if you have a racially aggressive client or patient, and you choose the path of protecting your staff, then not subjecting your staff to a month long, because I guess taking care of the baby in the NICU was a month long, you decide to not subject your staff to month long racial aggression, you're going to get sued. So if you're getting sued either way, what are we supposed to do? I'd like to know, because I have staff. And if protecting your staff is going to get you sued, somebody's got to clue us in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. 877 extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237 extension 108.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Dolly 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know, I could just sit there and bongo on those drums to that song. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. There was a boy who got very, very mad at his mommy, who wanted him to go to bed and to go to sleep. And the little 10-year-old boy didn't want to go to sleep. So what did he decide to do? He called 911. Apparently, Dan Davis made an emergency call to 911 after 8 p.m. on Wednesday and told the dispatcher he was calling to report his mother because he didn't want to go to bed. This happened in Massachusetts. Okay, apparently he told his mother that he's going to call the cops on him, and she said, time to go to bed, it's time to go to sleep. And he grabbed the wall phone, dialed 911. Now, nobody's been charged. And I'm sure the boy is going to be disciplined appropriately. Oh, if my kids called 911 on me, oh my gosh, the poo-poo would hit the fan. All right. But, you know, again, why was the boy mad? Because we told you to go to sleep. Now, something happens with us and going to sleep. Some of us, we want to go to sleep. Some of us, we don't want to go to sleep. But it starts as kids. Kids don't want to go to sleep. They never have. I remember when I was younger in kindergarten, we had nap time. And I fought it. I didn't want to take a nap. I was in kid. I loved school. I did not want to miss any 15 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes of school. Why would you put me to sleep? And I remember the teachers couldn't wait for us to go to sleep, so I'd have to pretend to be asleep. No, I wasn't ADD. I just didn't really want to go to sleep. Okay, I got things to do. I had a lot of material that day to share with the class and to make them laugh. And when, you know, the teacher puts you to sleep, you really can't, you know, shoot out the jokes. And I was very, very upset. Now I would die for nap time. Can you imagine if in the middle of my morning show, I could just stop and take a nap and it would be allowed? God, that'd be nice. Or in my office. Right? Now we want naps. Problem is now that we're older and we want naps, we can't really fall asleep when we want to fall asleep. It's getting harder and harder as we get older to fall asleep. And it's even getting more difficult because we're surrounded by electronics. So we're going to right now move to how to fall asleep, why we need to fall asleep, what the sleep cycle is. I know. And hopefully by the end of this discussion, you fall asleep. All right. But if you guys have any tips on what's worked for you, I mean, not only is this show about me teaching you, but it's about you teaching all of us, okay? So call in. What has worked for you? Now, again, okay, let's leave Ambien out of it. I know everybody's on Ambien. This whole city is, well, I know the show broadcasts nationally, but I live in Vegas, and I know what y'all take, okay? That Ambien, you guys are popping like Pez. Okay, but if any of you out there, and I know that's going to be far and few between, fall asleep without the use of Ambien, can you please tell us what your trick is? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And if you don't have letters on your phone, 1-877-362-3254, 1-877-362-3254. So to quickly review the sleep cycles, okay? You got the non-REM sleep, and you got the REM sleep. REM is your rapid eye movement. Oops, sorry about that. I just knocked my mic. Are you guys there? Sorry about that. That must have sounded bad. Whew. Here I am trying to hold my burps. Meanwhile, I'm knocking the microphone. Okay. Anyway, so you got your non-REM sleep. You know what? The microphone fell asleep and it fell. And then you got your REM sleep. Okay. So your non-REM sleep has four stages. You know how you guys don't realize you fell asleep, but your eyes kind of close? Or you're like, you're sitting there in class, or you're sitting there maybe at a stoplight. You're like, huh? What? That's stage one. Your eyes kind of start to close, but you really don't feel like you were asleep, but you were actually falling asleep. You may also get one of these kind of contractions, these, hypnic myoclonias. I know. Kind of sounds like something from the 60s. Yeah, if you're myocloning, again, that could be because you're kind of falling into stage one. Stage two is where you start to kind of feel like you're falling asleep. Your heart rate slows, your body temperature slows, and you're about to go into deep sleep. Your stage three and four is where you're starting to go into the deep sleep. We also talk about stages like your delta sleep, etc. But with this, if you get woken up abruptly when you're in stage three or four, that's when you get kind of grumpy because you feel like you were asleep and you were kind of jolted. Then comes REM sleep. Now, REM sleep occurs usually about an hour and a half after sleep onset. So for those of you taking power naps thinking you went into REM sleep, no, didn't happen. But your REM doesn't last that long. Sometimes your REM lasts 10 minutes. Sometimes it could, you know, maybe last an hour. So you go through these cycles. Your REM sleep is where you get a lot of your intense dreaming. So those of you where Aragorn from Lord of the Rings comes and picks you up and takes you off to Rivendell and tells Arwen to go fly a kite and how, Dr. Dalia, you're the most beautiful woman in the world, that usually will happen in REM sleep because it obviously won't happen in real life. Okay. All right. So, those are basically the sleep cycles. So, as you can see, you really have a lot of potential to be woken up in the middle of much of your sleep cycles. That's why as we age, many of us will say, okay, I fell asleep, but then when I was up, I was up. Now, I don't know about you all, but I got two dogs and three cats. All right? These little poo-poos wake me up multiple times throughout the night. Now, it depends on when they wake me up. If they wake me up when I'm in REM, or maybe, you know, one of the deeper stages, I could tell them to go, you know, fly a kite and fall back asleep. But if they catch me and start licking my fingers and biting my toes when I'm going through a cycle and I'm in the less deep stage of sleep, now I'm up. and now it's 2:30 in the morning, and I am up. So you need to make sure you don't have distractions. If you have any cats, you have any dogs, kick them out. Move them to your mom's house. Okay? Removing the distractions is a big part of it, okay? Because you may be able to fall asleep, but we're going to talk about how to fall asleep. But if you get woken up and then you're stuck, that's pretty difficult. Now, what else distracts you? Well, sometimes it could be the temperature in your bedroom. Some of us, we actually need to be a little cold. When you're a little cold, your body thinks your temperature is still lower, and you could maybe still fall back asleep. Some of us, though, we don't like to be cold because now we have to search and we have to try to find our blankies. And so for some of us, we actually have to be warm. We need to have socks on our feet. We need to have multiple blankets. And if we aren't warm, we're woken up. So, again, I can't tell you one versus the next. You're going to have to figure that out. If you notice that many times when you're woken up, your feet are freezing, well, then you need to start going to bed with socks on. Okay? If you live in an area where there's always sirens and that wakes you up, well, then you may have to sleep with a fan on where there's the background noise that will block out the sound of a siren. With our kids, we always had background noise because they would just wake up to every little thing and then it ruined our night. Okay? So then what we would do is would have a fan that was up really high so they couldn't stick their fingers in it, and that would just, this way, if there was any bang or boom or piping issue, you know how when you flush the toilet you could hear the water go up and down the pipes, so that could wake up the whole house. A fan could help. Sometimes a light will come in. There's a street light, and you all know what I'm talking about, and you guys have blinds, and one of your mini blinds is broke or bent, right? And the light streams through that one piece of window that mini blind doesn't cover. Okay, well, then get some blackout curtains. I mean, I know some of you are like, okay, this is tedious stuff, but think about it. You know, I don't know about you all, but when I get woken up in the middle of the night, it's always something so tiny, but it turns into something so significant. You know, I work 18-hour days. I need my sleep. I can't have a stupid street light wake me up. Some of us live near ducks. I don't know how the heck the ducks come near our house, but you're woken up by ducks at 4 or 5 in the morning. I don't know, they're mating, they're singing, I don't know what the hell they're doing. Again, get that background noise. Okay, so making sure you fall asleep. Now, many of us live with somebody who snores. And we are of the belief that you have to share a bed with your spouse. Now, I am telling you that it's okay, not long term, but it is okay to take your right foot, or you could take your left foot and kick the spouse out of the bed if they're waking you up. Because, again, we all need our sleep. Okay, remember, you need your sleep so you don't get diabetes, so you don't get cancer, so you don't get sleep apnea, so you don't get dementia. You need your sleep. We need sleep. Now, you can only kick your spouse out of the bedroom so long before they divorce you. If your spouse is waking you up because they snore, they need to be evaluated for sleep apnea. And you could tell them that you will not allow them back in your bed until they get evaluated for sleep apnea. Period. Okay? A, you're saving their life. B, you're sleeping. But a lot of us get woken up by our spouse, right? We do. Yeah. Okay? Sometimes your spouse will eat some very fibrous food for dinner and will wake you up with sounds like, if that's the case, again, you could kick them out of the bed. There's no rule saying you have to sleep with your spouse. Now, my husband, he really doesn't make a lot of noise when he sleeps, so I allow him to be there. When we come back, tips on how to fall asleep. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What's worked for you? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day
6-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, please listen to my podcast. My show is live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, every day. And we air on multiple affiliates throughout the country. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making that happen, and XM Satellite, and Talk Superstation. By the way, big thanks to Nathan, who's working the dials today. And yesterday we were talking about that Hotel Cecil, where guests in the hotel were complaining about the water pressure, and some even thought the water tasted funny, and then they didn't realize that there was a cadaver up in the water cistern. So we had discussed what happens if you drink cadaver contaminated water, what type of health risks are posed with that. Believe it or not, really not much. Sometimes the worst thing that happens is some gastroenteritis. As long as the patient doesn't have HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and the water was treated, most likely these people aren't going to get sick. But I think they will get something very similar to like a traveler's diarrhea, because they imbibed a bacteria that they're not used to. But it was kind of a cool segment. So if you guys want to entertain yourselves while you're eating some lunch or breakfast, listen to the podcast on cadaver
contaminated water. Okay, so we're talking about, we talk about everything on the show. We're talking about how to put yourself to sleep. Okay, now, can I preface this, people, by saying nothing is easy. When it comes to diet, when it comes to health, when it comes to falling asleep, I don't know where we thought in our lifetime or in our upbringing that everything is supposed to come easy. Okay, I've come to the conclusion, being 41 years old, that I have to work at everything. I have to work at trying to keep my weight down. I have to work at trying to look like, I mean, do you think me looking this good just came naturally? I mean, me being all this has taken a lot of work, okay? I'm just not born this sexy. Falling asleep takes work, okay? We seem to think that it should just happen because everything came easy for us as kids, and then everything came really easy for us as adolescents. Right? Even relationships were easy. You didn't even have to work hard with a relationship. You got, you had relationships, right? Fairly easy. Now, but you notice that the older you get, you realize how much work has to go into anything. Your marriage isn't on autopilot. You need to work towards that. You need to show appreciation to your spouse. You need to show you love them. You need to show you respect the in-laws. I mean, it takes work. Okay, it does. Even your own parents. You know, I thought, well, okay, my parents gave birth to me, so they just kind of float around me as I kind of wander through the world. No, you got to every once in a while call and check on your parents, because sooner or later they die. Now, with sleep, same thing. Okay, it's going to take some work for you guys to figure out how to fall asleep. But somewhere along the line, we decided that we could go and get some Ambien. And that the Ambien will put us to sleep in 5 minutes, and we don't have to struggle to fall asleep. And when we realized that, it was like, la, right? And, you know, it was like God talking to us. It's like, oh, my gosh. Trust me, I've taken an Ambien. That stuff works. But the problem is with everything positive, there could be a negative. And the negative is many of you guys now are very dependent on sleeping aids because you never figured out how to fall asleep. And now you're in your 40s or now you're in your 50s or now you're in your 60s and you're finding that the Ambien isn't working. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what tricks have you guys discovered that's not Ambien? Now, a couple of you have called in and you take Ambien, so I'm not letting you guys on the air. One of you had brought up meditation. You asked how I felt about meditation. I think meditation is cool. If that's what you need to do, if you've come up with some sort of meditation protocol before you fall asleep, you're already ahead of the game. Amen to that. My hat's off to you. Me, I don't have time to meditate, okay? I mean, when I go to bed, I need to fall asleep and fall asleep fast, okay? So I got my own little routine. But, you know, because I go to bed and I'm like, okay, if I don't fall asleep for the next 5 minutes, I'm not going to have my 6 hours of sleep, which is bad. We really want you to have 8-9 hours of sleep. And some of you, you really need to take the time to meditate. But whoever did call in talking about meditation, bravo. You know, you're putting the time aside. You're bringing your body down to a relaxed state. Some of you need to do yoga. Me, I have to do a hot shower. Now, for some reason, the pipes, what happens with your water heater where a certain time of day it won't heat because something has to happen with the pipes? Unfortunately, that happens whenever I have to go to bed. So I haven't been able to take a hot shower now for a long time. Now, I take a hot shower when I come home from work to get rid of all the bugs on me from work. And so at 6 o'clock at night, I can take a real hot shower. But that doesn't help me at 10, 11 o'clock at night. So I don't know what's going on with the water heater. Maybe you guys can figure that out, but I can. My husband doesn't seem to know what's going on. And I know, time to get a new husband. All right, but what else can you do? Okay, you could take a hot bath. Taking a hot bath would help. Maybe you need a different pillow. I can't tell you how many times I'm in Walmart, and you guys know I'm in Walmart. You see me in Walmart, and I run into you guys all the time. And there's a pillow on sale. So I'll buy the pillow because it's on sale. And then I go to bed with that pillow, and I can't sleep with it. I don't like the way my neck is. It's a horrible pillow. The pillows that work for me are the pillows that I have
that are probably 18 years old. And they're completely deflated, they're lumpy, bumpy, and they're flat on one side. I figured out I get the best sleep with those pillows. And those pillows I have to travel with. If I ever travel, I have to go to a business meeting, whatever, I have to take those pillows. You see, sometimes you actually need a routine. Some of you need to count sheep. Whatever happened to counting sheep? That's not obsolete. Okay? Just because you don't watch Sesame Street anymore doesn't mean that doesn't still work. There was nothing, no liberal ideology to that one. You guys can actually carry that on into your adulthood if you want. You can count sheep. Okay? Ernie and Bert knew what they were talking about. They taught us a lot then, it'll still help us now. Okay? I don't know what Big Bird's doing with Michelle Obama, but I don't care. All I care about is you guys falling asleep. So, counting sheep, if that helps. Think of waves. If thinking of a deadliest catch ship bouncing around on a wave puts you to sleep. Now, when I said it takes work, what is the most difficult aspect of falling asleep? You got to stop thinking about your day. You got to stop brooding over something that's pending. I have a report, or the in-laws are coming in for 10 days, or hypothetically, I'm saying, okay, if some of you have in-laws that are about to come in for a whole third of a month. Shall we say? Yeah, that is something that's going to keep you up, and you need to do something like stop think. And that's how I taught you guys all how to stop think, right? You guys know how to stop think? Oh, come on. You guys know how to stop think? Remember, you know, when there's a thought and you don't want to start going down that path with the thought, you say stop, and you tell yourself to stop. Okay, and then you need to convert your thought process to something. You need to do it. Some of you have admitted to me that you need to kind of have a little bit of a fantasy going on. Where I mean, you guys could share my fantasy, Aragorn and Lord of the Rings. Why not? I mean, Viggo Mortensen's still single. Okay, there's no sin to fantasize about Viggo Mortensen. Okay, but just, you know, don't fantasize about him too much because he's mine first. Okay? Fantasizing about something, you riding a horse naked. Try that. You don't have to tell people that's what you think about, but just, you're going to have to come up with something. But I'm sick and tired of you guys going to the pills. You don't want to put the effort into it. It may take you 11 and a half months to figure out what your routine is needed to fall asleep. Then do it. Take the 11 and a half months to figure it out. Because you are not going to be allowed to take Ambien for the next 4 or 5 decades of life. That's not going to happen. A, we don't know if these medicines will still be on the market. Every now and then the FDA comes out saying, all right, well, you know, maybe don't take them more than 10 days, or women should be taking less of a dose, or don't take these things chronically. I'm a huge fan of Ambien. I think it's done wonders for our insomniacs and for our shift workers. I practice in Las Vegas. I mean, Ambien has done miracles for us Las Vegas people. But that doesn't mean that's going to be the way you fall asleep. You guys got to put some work into it. Okay, don't go away. When we come back, sweat being used as an antibiotic thanks to Obamacare. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We have a few cabins left for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise, leaving this summer at the end of June out of Seattle, going up the Inside Passage of Alaska. It is an exquisite trip. So excited for the people that are already coming, and we do have some cabins left, so please check that out. And we are taking celebrity. And celebrity cruises, from what we understand, usually don't get very stinky. Haven't really heard of any stinky problems, knock on wood, with the celebrity cruise ship. So I think we got a great cruise liner, and we're pretty excited about that. Before we move on to sweat being used as an antibiotic, or antibiotics and sweat, that's a real juicy topic. You know what? We're probably going to move on. Some of you have kind of been weighing in on what you use to help you sleep. And I guess Ryan has brought up that he uses sex to help him fall asleep. And if he gets up in the middle of the night, he just rolls over, has more sex, falls back asleep. Thank you, Ryan. That it's good for you. Okay, and it works.
Wasn't there a study on the top 10 women, reason women have sex? And like number one is to sleep, to help fall asleep. One is to get rid of a headache. One is to get their workout in, their exercise in. And like down the line was, you know, love and feeling special or being in the mood. Yeah, hey, you know what? I honestly, whatever works. As long as both you guys are happy, I guess. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so an antibiotic made from human sweat. Oh, Lord have mercy. They say an antibiotic created from sweat could fend off hospital superbugs and deadly strains of tuberculosis. There's a chemical called dermicidin, and it's activated in salty, slightly acidic perspiration. It kills the cell membrane of some of these antibiotic-resistant microbes. Now, I'm a little confused because many of you guys that get staph, the MRSA, the methicillin-resistant staph, you get it in your underarm area or near your groin. And if you take a whiff, you'll notice those are usually your sweaty areas. Well, anyway, scientists hope to develop new drugs based on the molecule dermicidin to control a whole bunch of different bacteria. Now, Dr. Ulrich Zacharay from the University of Edinburgh, okay, is that a female? Says, now that we know in detail how these natural antibiotics work, we can use this to help develop infection-fighting drugs that are more effective than conventional antibiotics. Pretty exciting stuff. So I guess dermicidin is spread by sweat glands. And if your skin becomes injured by a small cut, a scratch, or a mosquito sting, they say this dermicidin will go and kill invaders. Now, again, I'm a little bit kind of confused because a lot of you still get MRSA even though you sweat. The substances known as antimicrobial peptides, or AMPs, are more effective in the long term, they said, than traditional antibiotics. Germs can't develop resistance against these substances like they can with antibiotics. And how do they attack them? They attack their cell wall. Remember we talked about antibiotics and how they work? Some attack the cell wall. Some attack the permeability. We should probably go through that one day. That was a really good show. As opposed to today's doctor. Today's show isn't bad. We talked about sleep. I didn't think today's show was bad. I thought today's show was pretty good. The problem is now talking about these cyclic AMPs and sweat, I think is making the ratings fall. All right. They say multi-resistant strains of Staph aureus have become an increasing threat. Now, we're pretty concerned about this one because they're resistant to a lot of antibiotics. The more we get microbes resistant to a lot of antibiotics, the more we're going to have to kind of look for anti-antibiotics to kill these suckers. So, I mean, let them go for it. I mean, fine. Go ahead and use sweat, semen. I don't care. Whatever you got to do, go and do it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, many of us like to pop our vitamins. We think our vitamins are helping prevent colds, and we forget that our vitamins are in these little chalky substrates. So every now and then a study comes out saying that vitamin C in large doses could cause kidney stones. Calcium has been shown to be linked to increased heart disease in men and women now. Again, not calcium in your foods, but the calcium supplements. Well, now we have a study coming out saying that vitamin pills can raise the risk of cataracts. All right? They found that consuming large amounts of vitamin C, now we're talking vitamin C pills. We're not talking about you eating kiwi fruit or oranges. They say people consuming large amounts of vitamin C will have 20% more likely chance of developing cataracts. Those who take high doses of vitamin E, a 60% chance. Now, as you know, cataracts that obscure the lens kind of makes people feel like they're seeing out of a dirty window. And when you get your cataracts fixed and you get new lenses replaced when you get your cataract surgery done, people say it's like finally going through a car wash after having dirty windows for 20, 30 years. Cataracts is pretty debilitating on your vision, and many of you are having difficulty getting clear to drive because you have cataracts. So I think cataract surgery is extremely important. But who knew that your vitamin supplements could be linked to that? Now, researchers from the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm looked at 31,000 volunteers aged between 45 and 79. 3,000 of them had to get treatment for their eyes. The Swedish team found a strong link between those who developed cataracts and those who took high doses of vitamin C and vitamin E. Again, the diet, the people who had vitamin-rich diet didn't have an increased issue. So what I recommend is, you know, what I recommend is before you start popping these supplements, make sure you're talking to your medical provider. If your medical provider feels that these are things you need, okay, and they feel they've been proven to help prevent your dementia or help prevent cold or help prevent heart disease, fine, take it. But don't just pop them because your neighbor pops them and because they taste good. I mean, vitamin C tablets, they taste like candy. They are yummy. Don't be popping vitamin C just because you need something sweet. I'd rather you drink a cup of juice. Drink a cup of juice. Okay? Now, again, is this a study that should force us to not take vitamin C or vitamin E? Oh, no. It's just one study. But I'm getting a little sick of hearing every week or so something coming out about these supplements that were taken over the counter. And to me, it makes some sense because in addition to vitamin C, you got all that other crap in there to make it a tablet and to make it a tasty tablet or make it a tablet that you could swallow. So my guess is it's not so much the vitamin C in the tablet. It's the coloring or the chalkiness or the substrate. And until they figure out what the heck those substrates do, don't take anything you don't need. Make some sense? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Now, one thing we talked about at great length this week is the Choosing Wisely campaign. Apparently, multiple specialists have teamed up with Consumer Reports to come up with a list of unnecessary tests and things doctors do that are unnecessary. Of course, I had a real big beef with that one, so you could bet there was a lot of yelling throughout the week on that. So I urge you to go and listen to the podcast. We don't have time to go into it today, but an example of one of the recommendations is to not do an EKG on people that don't have heart symptoms. Okay? All right? And you would think, well, that makes sense. Okay? Average 40, 50-year-old person that walks in saying hi, you know, I'm just here for maybe a sleeping medication or whatever. No need to, you know, do an EKG on. I disagree fully, wholeheartedly, emphatically. I disagree. This is February. February is Heart Month, right? American Heart Month. And what have I taught you this month? And what have you learned this month? That many people with cardiac disease don't have quote-unquote heart symptoms. We've learned that. We've talked about the atypical presentations of heart disease. Some dizziness. Some fatigue. Some shortness of breath. Neck pain. Shoulder pain. Arm pain. Tooth pain. So as far as I'm concerned, if your doctor decides not to do a baseline EKG on you because you're not having heart pain, all right, they're going to miss a lot of heart attacks. Choosing wisely sounds stupid to me. All right, have a great rest of the day. Y'all, God bless. Be safe.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself super pale combo on sale at 22%
20% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.